Have you heard of kin keeping?
No, I never have.
All right.
I thought that this was going to have something to do with like the Ken doll or something.
No, this is what this lady has to say.
Okay. You may notice during the holidays there's a lot of women in your kitchen. Bonding, talking, but they're also doing work. And it's not only your mom. It's your aunts, your grandma. It's everyone. And they just subconsciously know that your mom needs help. And they create a bonding experience out of it. And that's fine. But if you look at the men, they're sitting at the table talking and laughing and telling stories, relaxing with their feet up, not knowing what time anything starts. You might notice on a road trip, your mom's wondering, did everything get packed? Where is everybody? Has everyone eaten? What time are we getting there?
When I'm listening to this lady, I realize I'm a mom.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, because this is you.
Yeah.
When are we supposed to get there? What was I supposed to bring? And you might notice your dad saying, calm down. Why are you being so irrational? Everything's going to be fine. Stop worrying so much. And it pains me to see this because this man doesn't see all the work that your mother has done because it doesn't have a name. He doesn't know the name. He doesn't know any of the work she's done. Kin keeping. It's the unpaid labor that women are assigned to subconsciously as a gender. And not only does this cause a lot of stress in women's lives, but it also breeds a lot of ignorance in men. Did your dad plan that vacation? Did he even...
Yeah, dumbass.
Well, he ain't the one that wanted to go on it, dumbass.
Did the presents underneath the tree that say, from dad on them?
Yeah, sure
he bought
did.
Them.
Does he know when your dentist appointment is?
Yeah.
Does he know what size pants you wear?
You're a sexist, ma'am.
Yeah, you are.
You are a man-hating sexist.
You're living in the past.
Yeah.
You're living
maybe you live with some, barbaric parents or something, but that don't fly in my household.
If not, who did that? And who took credit?
That's what she's calling it.
Well, maybe because mom doesn't work. So maybe that's why she takes care of the house. That's why she knows when the dentist appointment is, you dumbass.
Because dad's at work.
Because dad's at work making the money to provide for the house.
To pay for the dentist.
And that's called work. There's a name for that. It's called work.
Stupid.
What do you mean? What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
That was a sexist lady.
She made up a whole thing to say I have a stay-at-home mom.
And a stay-at-home grandma.
What a stupid ass. No, it's not called kin-keeping. It's called stay-at-home mama.
Maybe dad's so tired from all the work,
he has to
put his feet up.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's why she plans the vacation, because she's at home doing nothing.
While dad's at work, making the money to pay for the vacation.
She took you to the dentist, because dad was at work, and the dentist is open during work hours. You stupid ass. What do you mean? Kin keeping. What? That was the most offensive audio I've ever heard.
So offensive. And I know Derek damn well knows his kid's doctor's appointments.
Yeah, because I do.
You're the one that usually brings your kid.
I do, but even outside of that, she just described a stay-at-home mother. That's all she did.
And that sounds offensive. It's called kin-keeping.
Okay, no, call it whatever you want. Yeah, sure, kin-keeping. Okay.
Stupid.
It's called mom doesn't have a job.